We're excited because we have our friends in the studio from Legion Collegiate Academy. And of course, they made some national headlines, and they're going to elaborate on that, as well as kind of what the upcoming school season holds specifically in the area of sports. So speaking of sports, we have the athletic director over there at Legion joining us here this morning, Dustin Martin, as well as the principal at Legion Collegiate Academy, Dr. Julie Marshall. And good morning to you both.
Good morning, Lucas. Thank y'all for having us. Ashley, we appreciate it.
Very thankful.
Well, we'll get to you in a few minutes, Dustin, but Dr. Marshall, we're going to start with you. With us three here, me, you, and Ashley, boy, our history goes back a long time.
Long time.
Man, starting in the classroom and now principal, you're the principal at Legion Collegiate Academy. So you are just doing great things over there at Legion. If folks are not familiar with maybe the structure and the history of Legion, kind of just bring us up to speed.
Lucas, we are 7 years old, still relatively young in the education world, but we've come a long way in 7 years. Basically, we were chartered as a dual enrollment school, and a lot of people don't understand that because they think we're just another high school in the mix. But we are excited to be a part of the choice options in York County, Lancaster County, Chester County. We also draw from the Blythewood area. We have students that drive up from there. It's a different approach to learning. It's truly a college campus with a high school focus. And that's what was so exciting about being recognized by Education Inside, because we were acknowledged for what we are doing on that dual enrollment front with these high school students. Everybody that enters Legion comes in as a ninth grader. They go through our freshman academy. They're taking high school courses. In the 10th grade, we start our gradual release program. They're finishing their core high school classes. They're moving into those college classes. We are a satellite campus for USCL. We are excited about that, which allows us to offer on-site USCL courses. We work with York Tech, who have been an incredible partner of ours, and we also work with Winthrop University. By senior year, I think the exciting thing is we talk about the gradual release is by our senior year, the students are actually out on these campuses. Their junior year, they're in-house. Their senior year, they're out on the campus, but they're still provided all of the options, all of the opportunities that a high school student has. They're also provided the support that high school students need. We have a well-rounded emotional support team there for wellness. We have our sports and nutrition areas that we're supporting our athletes. It's just a different, more holistic approach.
And part of what makes you different too, Dr. Marshall, is the structure of what the day looks like. So can you kind of explain what a typical day, as typical as a high school slash college campus, can look like? So explain that model that you use.
That is where the easiest thing to say is we are multiple schools within a school building. Our ninth graders follow either a first, second block where they come in at 7:30 and they're finished by 10:45. The next round comes in at 11 and they're finished by 2:30. As they move into that gradual release of dual enrollment, their schedules can become staggered. So we may have a student that comes in and does work in a classroom from 7:30 to 9, and then they have different options for learning labs and while they're working and waiting on their next college class to start. So if you can envision a high school and a college merged, that's the way people are coming and going on our campus all the time. The little church across the street from us said, "There's always somebody coming and going out of your parking lot. What is going on over there?" And it's because of that flexibility.
Yeah. Well, it is preparing them if they want to go on to college. It's very much like that. You might have a lab in between two of your classes.
Right.
You might have a gap in between your classes that you either can work on your sports or go to a job or go to a study group. So it is preparing them should they do that. And if they don't go the college route, it is just preparing them just for whatever life will throw their way, because a typical workday is not like everyone else's workday. So I think that is preparing them for the real world. in addition to what our other schools, public schools, do as well. Right. Now, at Legion, it's a charter school, but it is free to attend.
Total free.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can enroll. Are you enrolling now for the 2026-2027 school year?
We are. Dual enrollment is free, and the registration and everything, all of our attendance is free because we are public.
Well, as Dr. Julie Marshall just mentioned, Education Insider magazine has highlighted Legion Collegiate Academy, praising its dual enrollment program and providing a roadmap, a successful roadmap, they say, for the class of 2026. So kudos to what you all are doing over there at Legion Collegiate Academy. 7 years, you're still just a baby.
We are.
To your point, in the education field. Well, you mentioned sports, and this is when we're going to bring in the athletic director over there at Legion, Dustin Martin. And Dustin, explain to us how the sports work over there at Legion, because again, it's not in the typical way that we would think maybe in our public school districts that we're familiar with.
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, thanks for having us this morning. I think good point to build off of is Dr. Marshall's point. Our school's got two unique opportunities, and the number one thing is the academic opportunity, and the number two, shockingly, I'm not going to say sports, is going to be the time opportunity. And I think we have found a way where you always hear you can't create more time. Like, you'll hear people say, you can waste my money, but don't waste my time. So what the school has set up has offered is we allow essentially things to be condensed, and you get to sports earlier, and you go home earlier to be with family earlier. So that's the two big things. I think when I first came in about 16 months ago, I've been with the school 5 years. The biggest thing is having an identity. So I think it's important to understand at Legion, we're LCA, and that's what our acronym is. You know, every great organization has a mission, vision, and core values. Our core values are legacy, consistency, and authentic. And basically, that's what we stress with all the stakeholders within our athletic department. We want kids and coaches to know, hey, what's the legacy you leave behind? What do you want to be known for? The second part is consistency. All great sport programs, the kids are consistent, even with the monotonous day-to-day activities. They still show up. They still get everything done, even when they don't want to. And the last one's authentic. We want to teach all the stakeholders how to be genuine and to create a great opportunity while serving your purpose. I think athletically, what we offer is we want to be mission aligned with our school and operate at a high level and to be competitive. The biggest thing you have to do as an athletic department is to define what you want to be known for as success. You know, is that just a win and loss outcome? Are you an outcome-based athletic department, or are you like a transformational athletic department? And we care about the entire person, and that's kind of who we are and what we offer athletically.
News was made recently over there at Legion that you all have joined the South Carolina High School League. Mm-hmm. Where were you beforehand, and why is this such a big deal for Legion to join the South Carolina High School League?
Sure. So I have a unique opportunity. I was a part of Legion when we were originally a part of the South Carolina High School League. The intention was we were going to join the North Carolina Independent League. That did not happen. And so what happened was we became an independent school. Well, independent school means you're not a part of an association. There's no rules or guidelines governing what you're doing. The school had some itself, but there was no association. So, like I said, about 16 months ago, we kind of discussed as an admin team, what do we think is best for the future? And, you know, being certified RAA through the NIAAA, they talk about education-based athletics. And a big thing we talked about early on was we need to get back in a state association, because, like I've said in the past, you may be ranked fifth in the state, but what does it matter if you don't have guidelines you're following, because you're playing teams that do. So the biggest thing we wanted to do was enter. We are at-large members, which just means your first year you're not placed in a classification or region or playoff eligible, but as soon as school year starts next year, we will be class 4A, and we'll be in the region with York County and Lancaster County, all except Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Northwestern, and Lancaster. It will be our region.
Now, a lot of people are going to hear that 4A, and they're going to think, oh my gosh, like that Legion is big. You don't have 4A numbers, but you have to be in 4A because of something called the multiplier effect. So, Dustin, if you would kind of explain what looks like. So that's about as far as I know and as far as it goes. Yeah. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Absolutely. So, enrollment, so what a lot of people don't understand is your classification placement is based off of your 9th through 11th grade enrollment. So your seniors aren't considered in that. And it's also every 2 years. So next year, the enrollment numbers won't matter. It's all based off of what was our enrollment numbers this year on day 45 to set us up for the next two school years. So that's the first part. The second part is every student is represented as one student unless they live outside of your attendance zone. So with multiple students coming from outside of the attendance zone, we share the same attendance zone with South Point High School. A lot of students, we have some that come from the zone, but we have some that also come from outside. So any student that comes from outside of that zone counts as three students. So that's how our enrollment gets increased bigger. We probably realistically in the, should be 2A based on numbers, but based on the multiplier, we go to 4A.
All right, so that starts though this fall. So the school year 2026-2027 school year, you'll be competitive in the South Carolina High School League and all the sports that you offer over there at Legion Collegiate Academy. Well, they're signing up kids now, so if this is something, if you're an eighth grader looking to transition to high school, this might be an opportunity for you, especially with that dual enrollment. Boy, that is the buzzword in the last couple of years. It's saving time and money. To your point, Dustin, you can't get any more time back, and you want to save as much money as you can. So if you can do both, cha-ching, cha-ching, for sure. So go over there. They do tours all the time. I've been there on campus where families have been there on a tour. They'll do tours all day long. People, as Dr. Marshall said, people are always coming and going at Legion, so they might just mistaken you as a student on campus. But go ahead and learn what's going on. Again, 7 years, they're continuing to grow and expand, and I know you all offered some sports that you did when you first opened. Now you don't offer some of those sports, but it happens, right? It's a school. It's 7 years old. We're still, they're not even teenagers yet. Wait till they hit the teenager phase. So they're growing. So if you want to see what's the secret sauce over there at Legion Collegiate Academy, go and give them a call and they'll be happy to show you around campus. Well, congratulations so far on all of your success, especially this national recognition. And of course, it's going to be exciting to see how Legion continues to grow over the next decade and then some for sure. Dr. Julie Marshall, she's the principal at Legion. Dustin Martin is the athletic director. Thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Yeah.